1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, going right into your phone calls. And then we'll share something from George III, King George III. We'll talk about that. What could he have to say now, hundreds of years after his death? We'll find out. First, we go to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, William, got to take your mouth off of the receiver for a moment.
Can you hear me? No, no, no.
Say again?
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, it's a little better. Go ahead.
Good. I'd like to ask, sir, in regard to Jerusalem artichokes, where do you buy those?
I don't know.
You know, you probably go to a nursery store. Probably one of the smaller specialized nursery stores will have them. They are a flowering plant, and I personally have some. But you know, a friend of mine got them for me, and I planted them. And yeah, it's not difficult at all to grow them. They're a subsistence food, and they grow like weeds.
That's wonderful. I'm really glad to hear that. Thank you, sir.
That's it. Hey, thanks for the call. It's not Ralph Smith's Garden Hotline, but there you go. You got Mark Edge here with garden expertise. 800-259-9231. How do I get rid of those boll weevils?
I don't know.
What the hell is a boll weevil anyway?
He asked something I happen to know the answer to.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You really can bring up anything here.
I'll tell you, the Jerusalem artichokes, I thought it was just kind of silly. You know, a friend of mine is big into the survival thing, and so he wants to plant the subsistence food. It has a beautiful flower, and I'm like, okay, if you want to do that, that's fine. And he, you know, brought a few of them in, and I really love the flavor of them. Mm. I cut them up and put them on the salads, and they're awesome. They're
neat.
They're nice and crisp, and they have kind of a light nutty flavor. It's not a nut, it's a root. But I recommend it. Try it. It's fun.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. So last hour we were giving you some statistics from Rasmussen, who've been asking some very interesting questions. The folks over there at Rasmussen, in fact, the guy, Scott Rasmussen, has a book that is about Americans and their disconnection from the federal government, from government, and how dissatisfied Americans are just across the board, whether they consider themselves independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever. They're very dissatisfied, very separated from the government. In fact, the statistics show that 21% of American voters, just the voters, so not even factoring in the non-voters, 21% say they believe that that the government has the consent of the governed. So it's pretty clear from the statistics. 4% of Americans feel like they're aligned with the political class. This is very clear from the statistics that there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration with the federal government and how they do business. And I think that's good. I think those numbers bode well for us. As you pointed out, Mark, it's important that we help channel that anger and frustration into positive, peaceful activities that will result
I'd like to
freedom.
Point out, though, that the reason that we're advocating for freedom is because it's going away at such a fast clip. So it's not boding well for us. It's the natural result of what the government's been doing.
But it bodes well because it makes it so people are more receptive to some of the things people like us would say.
Sure. I think that these statistics bear out what we've been feeling all along, that America is detached from its government by a much larger extent than its government believes.
This is
the people in the government and the people that support the statists out there, the real hardcore statists, they don't believe what we say. They say, if you don't like this government, leave. Well, I'll tell you what, if you look at these percentage here, Mr. Statist.
80% are ready to leave.
80% of these people don't like the government. Yeah. Why don't you take your government and leave?
Exactly.
You're only 20% of the population. Get out of here.
20% of voters. 800-259-9231. But I figured we should check in with the king. We should check in with King George. King George III, as a matter of fact. We actually shared with you earlier this week a quote from Antonin Scalia, who is one of the robed men in Washington, D.C., who makes all kinds of important decisions about what's constitutional and what's not. And he was basically saying that, to paraphrase, that, yeah, you can't secede. The Civil War decided pretty much that you can't secede, so don't even try it. That was pretty much his answer on the question of secession. But what does George III have to say? I mean, what would King George have to say about secession? Well, as a matter of fact, he made himself a proclamation way, way back in the day. And the folks over at the Lou Rockwell blog at lourockwell.com have printed it. So we will share it with you. Now, as I read through this, try to compare, you know, what this might sound like were it's given in a speech today by some politician, because it sure does seem like it might apply. Whereas many of our subjects in diverse parts of our colonies and plantations in North America, misled by dangerous and ill-designing men, people like Free Talk Live and those free staters,
subversives who need to be registered,
and forgetting the allegiance which they owe to the power that has protected and supported them after various disorderly acts committed in disturbance of the public peace, to the obstruction of lawful commerce, and to the oppression of our loyal subjects carrying on the same, have at length proceeded to open an avowed rebellion by arraying themselves in a hostile manner to withstand the execution of the law and traitorously preparing, ordering, and levying war against us. And whereas there is reason to apprehend that such rebellion hath been much promoted and encouraged by the traitorous correspondence, counsels, and comfort of divers wicked and desperate persons within this realm, to the end, therefore, that none of our subjects may neglect or violate their duty through ignorance thereof, or through any doubt of the protection which the law will afford to their loyalty and zeal.
You know, it's funny how the liege here, to whom we owe our allegiance, because that's what that means. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, you're saying that flag is your king. And for Christians who believe that Jesus is their King of Kings and their Lord of Lords,
why do they pledge?
I really have a question with a pledge of allegiance and how that fits into their their religion. But, you know, when you listen to him and how the subjects owe and how they have been protected and their duty and all this other stuff, I mean, it's really interesting. Where did the incumbency come from? Here with the king, you don't even have that. I mean, the king just basically says, I own all the land. You're on my land. You must do what I say. Mm. And you might think that he even has a better stand than people that believe in democracy. Democracy, they believe that 51% of the people that happen to be on the land decide what goes on.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the king doesn't have to necessarily dispense, or he doesn't have to utilize the whole consent terminology like the current government does, because he's the king, right?
But you consent to my government by being on my land.
Right, but nonetheless, he is saying here that, well, we're offering you protection. How dare you turn against us? Anyway, we have thought fit, by and with the advice of our Privy Council, to issue our royal proclamation, hereby declaring that not only all of our officers, civil and military, are obliged to exert their utmost endeavors to suppress such rebellion and to bring the traitors to justice, but that all our subjects of this realm and the dominions thereunto belonging are bound by law to be aiding and assisting in the suppression of such rebellion. Basically telling everybody that, well, if you're on our side, you need to be actively, you know, snitching out people. Yep. And working for us. And to disclose and make known all traitorous conspiracies and attempts against us, our crown and dignity. And we do accordingly strictly charge and command all our officers as well as civil as military, and all others our obedient and loyal subjects, to use their utmost endeavors to withstand and suppress such rebellion, and disclose and make known all treasons and traitorous conspiracies which they shall know to be against us, our crown and dignity. It seems like he's repeating himself. How many times is he going to talk about turning in the conspirators?
Well, that's how you get people
to
do
things. Get the message across, yeah.
You keep repeating things over and over again, and pretty soon they believe you.
And for that purpose, that they transmit to one of our principal secretaries of state or other proper officer due and full information of all persons who shall be found carrying on correspondence with or in any manner or decree aiding or abetting the persons now in open arms and rebellion against our government with any of our colonies and plantations in North America in order to bring to condign punishment the authors, perpetrators, and abettors of such traitorous designs. More coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL-CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, including various different ways to listen online and via your phone. You can go and get information about our listen lines and use any phone anywhere. As long as you can dial long distance, you'll be able to listen 24 hours a day. Plus, of course, our live streams and our webcam. It's all over there. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com and check out all the gold and silver coins that I've picked out there that are available through Midas Resources at rates likely lower than you can find them pretty much anywhere on the internet. I have seen that individual things on like eBay and places like that are cheaper, but by and large, I think you're going to have a difficult time hunting down lower rates than these at silver.freetalklive.com. And it's probably a great way to make a hedge against inflation and perhaps have something for a barter currency in case things go really badly. And some people claim that it's a good investment. Silver.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Is it considered treason to do nonviolent things against the state?
I'm sure the state would consider it so.
Probably is. So we're reading a proclamation from George III, King George III, and we didn't get to the very last line where it says, God save the king. Anyway, he basically, over and over again in this two-paragraph proclamation, was essentially imploring people and threatening people to turn in the conspirators, to basically turn in the revolutionaries. Now, of course, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, the difference that I think we'd like to see between what happened back then, throwing off the state then, and what's going to hopefully happen here soon in this country, is that we would like this to be a peaceful movement, that the separation from the federal government be done on a completely peaceful basis, that there is no shots fired, shots heard around the world, that kind of stuff. Don't want that to happen, because then that just gives them more ammunition. It just gives them more justification to crack down, which, of course, there's news today. I don't know if we, you know, we're going to get to this, but indeed, as expected, the news is already coming about this guy who flew the plane into the building in Austin, saying that there are people online cheering for him, and you know the Patriot movement has had explosive growth, and once again, just demonizing people that may not necessarily be violent. They may not be advocating violence, but tying the violent types in with the liberty movement in general. Of course, now the Patriot movement isn't necessarily the liberty movement, but I think they are frequently conflated together.
Well, and there's a lot of
crossover.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting to read the proclamation from King George III, because it sure does, it kind of rings familiar, with the exception of the violence, which hopefully will not be happening. At least in our movement, it's not happening. Here in New Hampshire, the liberty activists up here are quite a peaceful bunch and a friendly bunch, and they're not likely to be firing on any federal forts or anything like that, or federal offices. But nonetheless, you know, talking about how he talks about here how they've been misled. The subjects in the plantations on North America have been misled by dangerous and ill-designing men, forgetting the allegiance to which they owe to the power that has protected and supported them. And this is the position of government, that we protect
you. This is the position
you.
Of so many callers on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
You know, this is just what it sounds like.
That the government is there to protect us. And, you can't get rid of the federal government. We even remember on Saturday night, we were asking people, well, what does it mean if you believe you're conservative or liberal or left or on the right? What does that mean to you? And we managed to get some of the conservatives to say things like, smaller government. You know, which you kind of would expect them to say. But then when I proposed that, well, if you're for smaller government, how do you feel about getting rid of the federal government? Oh, we need them to protect us. What would happen?
Smaller
to
government
us?
Doesn't mean we got to have the military to kill people around the world.
Well, and one of them I wanted to bring, I think, the military smaller and back home to his credit, as I recall. But yeah, that tends to be the typical response. But nonetheless, the fear-mongering of, well, without the state, we're just vulnerable. There's all kinds of people out there just itching to kill us. Well, why do you think that is? What is it about? How come the other countries around the world don't have this problem? I realize there's some conflict here and there around the world in different places, but overall, most bordering nations are not regularly invading one another, attempting to conquer and destroy, right?
Yeah.
So how is it, if the government is so necessary to be, you know, if we have to have all 50 states together, because, well, gee, those little states all by themselves couldn't possibly protect themselves. Are you kidding me? There are countries that are much smaller than many of the states in this country out there around the world, and they seem to be doing just fine. Afghanistan doesn't have its own military, and they're doing all right against the biggest flipping military in the world.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, you're right, they have no military. They have state police there, but that's it. So how is that? The guy didn't even answer that question on Saturday night. But that's, I think, a very relevant question to ask. In fact, I actually have a soapbox call that I believe ties in here. And, of course, folks can call in, leave a message on the soapbox. No more than 3 minutes in length. The shorter, the better. Whether it's you want to rant about something or ask a question or whatever. Maybe it'll make it on the air like this will.
All right, how you guys doing? This is Devin from New York. I wanted to talk about, if you guys can talk about foreign policy. If we can implement a non-interventionist one tomorrow, how long until the blowback would actually go away? Because our interventions now or in the past have caused us great harm, attacks, and so forth. So if you can answer that, I appreciate it. All right, thanks.
I think it's a great question.
I agreed. I mean, you know, the idea is, not just a long term will, peace be, moving the military out of the 130 nations that it's in around the world and the 700 military bases. We're not foreign policy experts here.
Certainly
I think
not.
I think that Scott Horton from antiwar.com is probably a better person to answer this particular question. But
anyway, you slice it, it'll be speculation.
Yeah, it is. I would think that to some extent you could issue a proclamation that may diminish the amount of blowback that you might get.
I think so.
Citizens of the world, the Middle East specifically, joint and severally, citizens of the Middle East, we, the United States of America, are sorry for poking around in your political business, sorry for supporting your despotic leaders. And the regular ones, of course, you get to decide whether or not your leader's despotic or not. And we are now venturing in a new path of humble foreign policy. We will trade with anyone who we will allow our citizens to trade with anyone they wish.
Mm-hmm.
But we will not go around the world and support governments, good and ill.
That's what Osama bin Laden wants. I mean, if you look at what he says. I mean, a lot of people have read the manifesto of the guy that ran the plane into the building yesterday, because that's available easily. It's easy to understand. It's all online. Most people in America, I don't think, understand what Osama bin Laden has actually said. And he has said that the military interventionism needs to stop, that the reason for 9/11, the reason for the terrorism that people are so frightened of, is because the U.S. military is over-meddling in other people's countries. So he pretty much has said, hey, cut it out, and we'll stop this. He has said that in the past. So I don't think it's unreasonable to believe that the specter and the fear and the threat of terrorism, whatever amount there is, because there certainly isn't a lot happening, would go away if the federal government stopped meddling. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, schisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, Amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI, toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
And go check tiger.freetalklive.com for the this device. It's called the Tiger Light. It's a flashlight with an integrated pepper spray in it, and it has the stopping power of a handgun at close range. It's been tested by military and police and civilian organizations, and they've all come up with the same conclusion. And you can get a great rate on it at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's for Free Talk Live listeners at that rate, and it's just about half off. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about secession this hour, and you're welcome to bring up anything, of course. Again, 800-259-9231. But we shared a proclamation from the king, from King George III, and he was not a fan of secession. He did not like this, the idea that that people would dare to say no to being governed by his government. I mean, they're offering protection. They have, you know, troops, and they're going to keep people safe.
And it's their duty. It's these people's duty.
To obey.
Yes.
Right. Well, because that's the deal.
Obedience was the term they used.
That is,
loyal and obedient subjects.
Yes. And nothing has changed. In fact, they still use the term subject in certain areas today. The police will use the term subject. You can hear them using that over... like when they, if you listen to a police scanner, they use the term subjects. So it's not as commonplace today. They use the term citizen more often because it just sounds better. People have been trained.
But they've used it in the 20th century. We saw a
subjects.
Yeah, a treaty that FDR signed mentioning the subjects of the United States.
Yep. Exactly. So, but still, they cover it fairly well with the term citizen. You're raised to believe, you know, they have
citizens different than a subject.
That's what they want you to believe. And I remember, you know, they had the citizenship award in school. So this concept of citizenship and citizenry is pushed fairly heavily. And the idea behind a citizen is indeed one who has a in return for an obligation of protection has a duty of allegiance. And that means that you obey, right? The duty is that you do whatever it is the government people say in return for the fact that they're going to protect you and keep you safe, so they claim.
What else could it mean?
Now, there are court cases after court case that show that, in point of fact, the government actually doesn't have any obligation at all. Not even in just the area of protection, but no obligation whatsoever. So, for instance, if you paid into Social Security for your entire life, at the very end, let's say you're turning 65, you want to start collecting on Social Security, then they just decide, we're going to change the retirement age to 70. Well, you don't have a contract that they have to honor.
Right.
Even if you had some sort of written agreement from them, you know, you could say, well, here in your rules it said this and this. Well, we can change our rules any old time. We have no obligation to do anything for you. Supreme Court has said it over and over again in so many different areas that the government has no obligation to protect you or provide you with even the most basic services. So if the government has no obligation to do any of those things, how can you have a duty of allegiance? You can't.
You couldn't possibly.
So let's continue. More on secession here. This from LouRockwell.com. Ron Holland writes, Frederick Bastiat must have been looking toward the future of the United States today when he wrote in the 1800s, I think it was the 1800s when he wrote the law, when plunder has become a way of life for a group of people living together in society, they create for themselves in the course of time a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. I fear, says Holland, that the federal government will plunder much of our private wealth, retirement plans, and personal savings through hyperinflation, financial controls, and confiscatory tax rates, all in the name of protecting the public from a future debt crisis unless the states can secede from the Union and the crushing Washington debt load. Which, by the way, it's not your debt. This is another one of those lies that they like to tell people. Your share of the debt is $200,000 or whatever. I think it's a family owes something like that. And
some ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. No. How could I have a share of a debt that I didn't enter into? It's not my contract.
Right.
So anyway, he says we need to forget.
If I hired a company to do some work for me, whether that work's security work or whether that work is, to take care of poor people around my neighborhood or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
How would I be obligated for any debts that company managed to incur in running their business very poorly that I've asked them to do? Even if I
Right.
did ask them to do it.
That's a great point. You didn't ask them for any of this, and as you point out, that you wouldn't be responsible for it anyway. We need to forget the causes of the earlier war between the states, regional differences, slavery, tariffs, and other related issues. The new secession effort will be state-based, but a national movement all across the United States, ranging from Vermont to Georgia, Texas to Alaska, etc. Economic survival and prosperity, rather than regional issues, will be the motivating factor. The first secession was a product of anti-Southern tariff taxes, resulting in the Southern states paying the majority of the revenue to fund a distinct federal government. A mistaken defense of the dying institution of slavery by slaveholding elites in the South also contributed to the failed secession effort. Third, the advancement of corporate manufacturing profits and railroad expansionism by the Northeastern establishment elites were a major contributor. Finally, the promotion of a conflict by the European Rothschild banking interests funding both the Northern abolitionists and the Southern secessionists guaranteed a violent breakup of what should have been a peaceful parting of the states. Still, the right of democratic state-by-state secession did not die at the point of a bayonet at a Potomac courthouse in 1865.
Appomattox.
You're right. Appomattox courthouse in 1865. The belief in peaceful devolution of government powers. Is it devolution or devolution?
I'd say devolution.
Devolution of government powers and services to regions and local jurisdictions to allow citizens to control the power of politicians and government is a positive advancement for the 21st century. In addition, the right of devolution of states, geographic regions, and groups around the world promotes competition and freedom. I believe, says Holland, legal state secession from the Washington Empire just might become the only way for American citizens to escape the disastrous consequences from the coming global run to liquidate holdings of Washington Treasury obligations in the dollar. breaking free of the false chains that threaten our economic future from the likely Washington debt dollar collapse might be our last chance to safeguard our financial security and liberty from the hyperinflation and crushing new tax increases to be forced on this and future generations from the bailouts and national debt.
Really, you think the United States government's going to last future generations? It could.
I mean,
the Roman
Empire managed to stretch it out for a while.
The Roman Empire, well, yeah, but if you take a look at how they're printing dollars.
Yeah, but there's also deflation going on, too.
And this year.
Loans are being called back, and that's taking money out of circulation.
Just saying.
But you're right. I mean, they're messing around.
I don't know. But, you know, they're pretty fast and loose with the American population's money. The government grows bigger and bigger every year.
I don't want to wait generations.
They're really not paying for it. All they're doing is piling the debt on more and more. And somehow or another, other countries are saying, okay, we'll buy some more. But at this point, they're not buying anymore. They're only the interest rates have to go up for them to buy more. And if they if the interest rates go up and then they print more and then the interest rates go up, pretty soon you're looking at a thing that they're not going to buy at all because the value is no good. It's a little dangerous. Dangerous.
Imagine no Washington income tax. No interference in the internal affairs of individual states. No involvement in perpetual wars around the world without a declaration of war. No Washington tax-feeding bureaucrats telling individual citizens, state legislatures, or state agencies what to do. Consider the benefits of sovereign states voluntarily participating in decentralized republic or confederation, maybe like America's first central government created by the Founding Fathers, the Articles of Confederation, a decentralized nation where marriage, religious views, history, symbols, culture, abortion, gay rights, etc. are determined on a state basis where citizens can eat, drink, smoke, or do whatever with regulations and conduct governed by the norms of a state or locality rather than a distant federal government. I can't say that local regulations excite me much more, but nonetheless, I see his point, and it's still a good one. I'd rather deal with local bureaucrats than ones hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. He has a few more thoughts, though. We'll share those with you and take your calls about whatever's on your mind in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now, the 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're free, so enjoy those on us. We've got archives, the bulletin board system, our webcam chat room. It's all there. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. If you like the show, please become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring new internet listeners on board as well, introducing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too. Now then, over at LouRockwell.com, there's yet another story about secession, which I think is great. They're starting to pop up more frequently. It's a topic that's frequently discussed on this program. The people in the Liberty Movement are definitely talking about it, and hopefully those conversations are spreading beyond the Liberty Movement. Hopefully people are talking about secession, you know, dropping it into conversations at the workplace, at the dinner table, at church, wherever it is you're around other people, and they're perhaps expressing dissatisfaction with the government.
How could that be?
Then secession is, I think, that'd be a great time to bring up the ideas of, well, what the hell do we need them for anyway? You certainly don't need them to protect you because they have no obligation to do so. That's a fact. And even if there were some sort of invading horde coming after this country, they wouldn't protect you. They're protecting their own butt. They're protecting their installations and their buildings.
The strategic strong points wouldn't be around your house.
Yeah.
Your house would be a fire break between the enemy and them. They, you know, they've got to protect Washington and their Air Force bases and all this other stuff.
If they think that the enemy has holed up in your house, they'll drop a bomb on it.
Absolutely.
Know?
They will kill you without a problem.
Yeah. So anyway, the story over at LouRockwell.com, Ron Holland talking about secession here, saying that, can you envision a healthy economy with minimal government debts combined with a rising standard of living and job growth guaranteed by low taxes, minimal regulations, and currency competition? All of this without the Federal Reserve and Wall Street creating excessive bubbles, followed by contraction and collapse and then demanding bailouts? Imagine for a moment a people and sovereign states with future generations free from the illegitimate Washington national debt, which threatens to destroy prosperity, savings, housing values, and jobs for our children and grandchildren. Review the U.S. national debt clock, which tells the entire story and our future. Today, the official U.S. national debt breaks down to over $40,000 per individual. Of course, as we pointed out, you don't know that because you didn't agree to it. Anyway, look at the clock link to see the U.S. The increase per second. You can go to usdebtclock.org to see that. Finally, when you consider the total unfunded liabilities of Washington, the liability per American citizen is $177,515. So that's the debt that they've incurred, you know, that they're supposed to pay out into the future, unfunded liabilities.
$177,000? And that's per American citizen?
Correct.
Gosh.
Including children. Everyone.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, and you know that's not going to happen, so therefore, I mean, it's unborn children. They're hawking their futures.
That's right. Remember, none of the citizens of the individual states or America in general have had the opportunity to vote on a bailout or approve these debts, most of which have gone to international corporations, Wall Street, and world banking cartels. We, our children, and future generations should not have to fund or pay off an illegitimate debt created just to bail out a few global corporations and wealthy special interests. The Washington Empire is now run for the benefit of New York financial and economic interests who own and control most of Congress. Due to the recent bailouts and added debt which the majority of Americans opposed, the United States is now sadly on the path toward economic debt and currency destruction. Why should my state, South Carolina, or other states join in the federal government in future poverty, loss of freedoms, and lagging economic prosperity with a dismal future determined by their foreign creditors? Why? Well, don't you want to be safe? Don't you want to be protected? I mean, that's the only thing that the defenders of the feds have, right? What else do they have? There's nothing else out there that is so frightening besides an invading horde that anybody really could possibly want the federal government for. Whenever we ask the question about what is it that the federal government is so great for, that's the only answer I don't think we've ever gotten anything else besides military.
That's right. Well, that's absolutely the normal response. And even if you were just sort of a military moderate, you would... You know, it makes perfectly good sense to draw our military back to the United States and, you know, keep them inside of the borders. This is what every other military does around the world.
But that's not an answer. That's not appropriate to bring up during a secession conversation.
No, it wouldn't be. But
you'd have to disband the military. But where do
well,
the men from the military come from?
They can have their own military.
Right. Where do the men from the military come from?
I mean,
the states.
Guatemala doesn't have a military to speak of.
Yeah.
Why? Because, the United States military essentially protects it.
I say it's time to free the states, the Spectre
protects it, meaning it does what the United States military says or
right.
It will die.
Holland over at LouRockwell.com says, I say it's time to free the states and citizens from the dark economic future which Washington and Wall Street have created. Just maybe we can finally be free at last from Washington's national debt. As Dr. Martin Luther King, from his I Have a Dream speech, said, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. To quote another Southerner, Jefferson Davis, was right when he stated, I love the Union and Constitution, but I'd rather leave the Union with the Constitution than remain in the Union without it. Says, I think it's time for Americans left and right to reconsider where our country and the federal government have ended up. A few would question that the all-powerful Washington government living on borrowed debt and fake prosperity is a political model which has failed miserably. Today, the constitutional projections have become just another dead document through the actions of Bush and Obama. A recent poll showed only 3% of Americans believe the government is doing a good job. Given the margin of error in the poll, the real number could have been zero. Let's revisit the political wisdom of the original republic founded through the blood and sacrifice of the founding fathers, back to something like the original republic of sovereign state republics, the Articles of Confederation. I don't even see any reason for that. Today in 2010, join me in the voting, both for the dream of Dr. King and the vision of Jefferson Davis. It's time to replace the failed Washington Leviathan with a new limited central government. Ooh, I totally disagree with that. Why bother? Why replace Washington with anything?
Well, people, are hold on to those things like flags and eagles and stuff like that. And I've got to admit, I find them emotionally moving.
That doesn't sound like secession to me. That sounds like a revolution or a reorganization.
Yeah, that's a reorganization.
Existing. Anyway, I did enjoy the article until the last paragraph.
No, that's his plan of how things work. And I do think that there likely would be some kind of agreement between the states. That's all. And if there's agreement, then likely they would put bureaucrats in charge of, some level of that agreement,
Let's talk to Devin in New York. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight? Devin in New York.
Hey. What's your stance on gay marriage?
I think that anybody who wants to marry anybody else should be able to marry whoever they want to, and I don't think the state should be involved in marriage, period.
And I don't think that the state should be able to force, because of your contract to live with another person, should be able to force any kind of activities on someone else.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
Any other thoughts?
I'm I hope it gets legalized, like, all over the U.S.
Well, you know? I would think once it becomes legalized in one place, that they pretty much have to look at it elsewhere, and then gay people would fly to that place to get married or whatever. And it's legalized in New Hampshire. But, you know, I have a
much
problem
to the chagrin of some
with
people.
The term legalization of gay marriage, because I think that it requires other people to recognize gay marriage that may not necessarily want to. So that's the biggest problem I have with it.
Ah, okay.
Thanks for the call, Devin. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
For instance, if a couple, a gay couple, comes to your hotel and says they want to rent there, but you say, I'm a good Christian person, I don't want to rent to you, but we are married, not that that really matters, but, you know, the United States government will come after you with claws bared for discriminating against those people. That's the problem with having the government involved.
So you're saying that bigots should be free to be bigots, basically.
If they don't, you know, if you want to use that terminology, bigot, in that case, yeah, that's what they should be allowed to do.
I personally
like the idea of renting to gay people, because they're going to take, but generally, as a landlord, I'm going to make some generalizations here. Gay people have taken better care of my properties than straight people in some cases.
Let's talk to Bill.
Straight people have kids.
Bill is on the line.
Kids have crayons.
Some gay people have kids, too. Go ahead, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I was just wanting to comment on how, you know, originally, as far back, not since the original Tea Party, of course, you know, but Ron Paul supporters are the real ones, to me, the first ones I've seen that came out with the Tea Party, right? Now it's been hijacked by these neoconservatives, Glenn Beck, which is you know, a neocon Alex Jones, really. I mean, he speaks half the truth, but you see there's still a puppet master on top, you know, and that's Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch,
they got Sarah Palin, the pretty girl, you know. And
isn't it possible that Glenn Beck, you really believe that Glenn Beck is owned lock, stock, and barrel? Isn't it possible?
For, you know, surrounding herself around 9/11 truthers when, you know, recently they posted that video of Sarah Palin.
It sounds like you've got a lot to say. I don't, unfortunately, have time to hear it all because we're out of time.
You can call back tomorrow, though.
Yeah, please call back tomorrow during the Saturday show, live Saturday show from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, same time, same place, wherever you are. Tune in, freetalklive.com. I would like to address some of the things he said, but we'd have to have it all laid out again. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.